Developed by experienced practitioners and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a valuable tool for anyone interested in becoming familiar with commonly used first aid techniques. The audio is focused on the most important knowledge and skills you must know to handle many life-threatening situations in everyday life. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to test your retention of the material and drive home key points. In this course, we will cover the following: safety basics, incident management, first aid kits, CPR for adults and children using an AED, respiratory issue, circulation issue, managing the unconscious patient, wound care, musculoskeletal injuries, heat and cold injuries, foreign objects and bites, and medical conditions. We will end our review with a 100-question practice test. We have also included a 280-page follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all of the figures, charts, and images we'll be reviewing. Now, let's get started. This course is designed to empower the layperson who might face an emergency in the course of their daily lives so they can feel comfortable handling many common conditions. As a layperson, you might feel afraid to dive in and help in the case of an injury or illness you encounter. With the help of this course, you will have the knowledge and skills to help strangers and loved ones alike who need help. This course isn't intended to take the place of a medical professional's advice, but will help you participate in an individual's care before advanced help arrives. Chapter 1 covers safety basics. Safety starts with injury prevention, which is something you can influence. Should an injury happen, however, you need to be prepared. This chapter talks about scene safety and infection prevention, things that are paramount when caring for a person in the field. It also talks about what your approach to the victim should be, as well as the primary and secondary surveys that should occur when approaching the victim. Part of your job is to check for medical alert information on the victim and to get help when necessary. These important safety issues are covered in this chapter. The focus of Chapter 2 is incident management and covers what you need to do when you're faced with an emergency when no emergency medicine services or EMS are available. We've talked about getting help already. However, you need to know that there are things you can do as a bystander that can make the difference between life and death in an emergency situation. Auto accidents, water accidents, and fires are possible incidents you may encounter. In rare instances, you might be asked to help in a mass casualty incident. This is where your first aid skills could be very helpful. Finally, you could be in a survival situation while camping or hiking, where your knowledge of first aid could save your life or the life of others. Chapter 3 talks about first aid kits. As a first responder to an incident or as part of your home equipment, you should have a first aid kit and should know how to use it. This chapter will cover what's in a first aid kit and what things you might have handy to deal with an emergency or first aid situation. You should know more than what's in the kit. You should evaluate your kit, keep it stocked, and know how the items in it can be used in a first aid setting. The topic of Chapter 4 is cardiopulmonary resuscitation, or CPR. Most of what you'll learn will come directly from the American Red Cross and American Heart Association guidelines for emergency bystanders. They've done a lot of work in determining which interventions can truly make a difference in saving the life of a person who has had a cardiopulmonary arrest. The use of the automatic external defibrillator is also covered because these are available in public places and can save lives if you know how to use one. Chapter 5 examines common respiratory issues. There are several actions that a first responder or bystander can take to help the person with respiratory distress or a respiratory problem. Some emergency situations may be the result of pre-existing problems like asthma or croup. Others may be due to the sudden onset of a respiratory problem, such as choking, fume inhalation, penetrating chest wound, or drowning. The common problem of hyperventilation and what to do about it is also covered in this chapter. The focus of Chapter 6 is circulatory problems. The function of the heart and blood vessels is covered, as well as the management of external bleeding, internal bleeding, impalement, and shock. These are situations that a bystander can manage and that can improve the victim's outcome.